Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, some serious issues on the N3 northbound. There was a crash at Kloof Street. Very, very slow coming from the Germiston and Mike 2 side. And it's queuing to get in there from the R24 N12. Galilee's going southbound, also busy.
A Pretoria nightclub has issued a statement in response to viral videos depicting the torture and sexual abuse of a group of men who they claim were cell phone thieves. There's been widespread calls for the involvement of the police. The establishment, meanwhile, says the deeds were committed by a security company it has since parted ways with. And moving abroad, a bit of a different story from Greece. A new museum there will be showcasing thousands of ancient archaeological artifacts that were found at sea. It will be opened next year in Athens, so the EU-funded museum will have the largest cultural project status in Greece. It has a budget of more than 1.7 billion rand. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5. All you do is win, 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 no matter what. My shopper in your hand, you can never swipe enough. No. And every time you shop at Pick and Pay, yeah,
everybody's hands go up. And they stay there. Pick and Pay Smart Shopper Price Palooza is live. Score crazy deals, earn double points, and stand the chance to win 100k daily. Shop in-store or on ASAP. All you do is win, win, win. Win, win, win at Pick and Pay, valid 10 Feb to 9 March 2025. T's and C's apply.
We start off with some rugby news. Springbok and Stormers fly half Sasha Feinberg Mgomezulu believes that despite his side's faltering form, they can still qualify for the URC playoffs. The Cape side have now lost 7 of their last 11 matches, including the defeat against the Lions over the weekend. The Stormers won the inaugural tournament, followed by a second place finish in the second season, but it's been a steady decline since then. And it's also back to the drawing board for Jake White and his team as the Vodacom Bulls lost to the Hollywood Bet Sharks on Saturday, threw up a whole lot of red flags for the team to address. The Pretoria outfit are still in third place on the URC log, but they missed a golden opportunity to put some space between themselves and the Sharks in the SA Conference, as well as overtake the Glasgow Warriors into second spot on the log. Speaking of Scotland, well, they have added three rugby players to their squad for their Six Nations for their match against England, including the British and Irish Lions scrum off Ellie Price. Now, Scotland are still waiting to see whether Darcy Graham and Finn Russell will be fit for the Twickenham clash next week. And Yannick Sinner's doping saga came to an end on Saturday after the world number one claimed partial responsibility for what he terms his team's mistakes that led to him testing positive for Clostebol. Sinner was facing a potential 2-year ban from the sport, and WADA did appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, but later withdrew its appeal as they came to an agreement with Sinner to accept a 3-month ban. And there was a lot of enthusiasm when Real Betis announced that they had signed Antony on loan from Manchester United in the January transfer window. And in just 4 games for his new side, he's already scored 3 goals, provided 1 assist and 1 penalty. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Jack Rand FM.
Usually not the type to keep on waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going. So let's just take it slow, slow motion. Been waiting all day to get you in this moment. So let's just take it slow, slow motion. Oh, yeah.